Dictation for Linda Davis, D-A-V-I-S, April 22nd, 1957. Address as a letter, Dr. Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N, Armstrong, A-R-M-S-T-R-O-N-G, 629-8145. Dear Dr. Armstrong, a consultation for Mrs. Davis, who has a history of Sjogren's disease. There has been progressive rising of creatinine over the last few years and recurrent episodes of urinary tract infection. We did a teleconference. Originally have bariatric surgery room-wide around 2015, about 150 pounds of weight loss. Since then, however, has recovered 35 over the last 1 or 2 years. She presented with abnormalities on liver function tests, amylase, lipase, all the workup negative for pancreas, bile ducts, or liver abnormalities, ERCP, MRCP, all CAT scans and pictures negative, eventually a diagnosis of Sjogren's disease with clinical symptoms of dryness of the mouth, dental decay, compromise of the eyes. Serology was not revealing, but the biopsy was supportive of the diagnosis. Biopsy was of the lip area, was placed on Plaquenil. This is 2017. There has been Raynaud abnormalities, some fibromyalgia trigger points, also pernicious anemia on treatment. She has recurrent episodes of urinary tract infection, as well as prior pyelonephritis. This was at the time of 2017, also autoimmune liver disease, Henry Ford. Incidental angiomyolipoma on the right kidney and a simple cyst on the left side, documented on prior CT scan MRIs few years back at Henry Ford. She believes right now she's having a cloudiness of the urine, a strong smell, despite drinking around 120 ounces of liquids a day. Her appetite is stable, no reported vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding, no blood in the urine, isolated petechias that has results on lower extremities, no edema, claudication symptoms, no chest pain, palpitation, or dyspnea. Otherwise, review system is negative. Next paragraph, past medical history for pernicious anemia, Raynaud phenomenon, autoimmune hepatitis, Sjogren's disease, compromising eyes and mouth, close-angle glaucoma of the eyes, fibromyalgia with multiple trigger points, question inflammatory bowel disease, osteoarthritis, migraines, thunderclap headaches, no event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, no TIS or stroke, no coronary artery disease or heart abnormalities, no pericarditis or pleuritis, blood transfusion at the time of postpartum, 45 years ago, no active gastrointestinal bleeding, prior colonoscopy with benign polyps. Next paragraph, start smoking as a teenager, one pack per day, discontinued 2020. Rare alcohol intake. Next paragraph, side effects to Bactrin, dobutamine, and Mobic. Next paragraph, surgeries for right side rotator cuff, bariatric surgery, Roux-en-Y. There has been colonoscopies and polyps removed, biopsy of the oral mucosa. Prior workup has included CT scan, angiogram of the brain without vascular or venous abnormalities. This was at the time of severe headaches. Next paragraph, present medications include muscle relaxant Maclofen, amitriptyline, duloxetine, Plaquenil. She's due for eye exams, was supposed to go November 2021. Calcium replacement, vitamin C, biotin, iron replacement, glucosamine, probiotics, B12, injection every month. Briefly was on prednisone, not anymore, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 119/73, weight 158. She looks her age, good historian, normal speech, no respiratory distress, alert orientation 3. Next paragraph, creatinine over the last 4 or 5 years has slowly risen from 0.8, 0.9 to present level 1.1. In January, normal sodium potassium acid base, present GFR of 50, normal calcium, albumin, minor increase AST, ALT, which is chronic since 2016, most recent amylase lipase in December normal, albumin normal, glucose normal, normal vitamin D 25 of 81, normal white blood cell differential, normal platelets, anemia 12.3. Complement levels normal, rheumatoid factor not elevated, no monoclonal protein, multiple episodes of urinary tract infection, consistently E. coli has been isolated, kidney ultrasound from January, 9.6 on the right, 10.1 on the left, without obstruction of stone or masses. This ultrasound did not identify the prior cyst on the left kidney or the angiomyolipoma around 2.6 centimeters on the right kidney. Next paragraph, I went through the care everywhere back 5-6 years. She has been followed primarily through Henry Ford, but also Boma Hospital. Have seen internal medicine, gastroenterology, hepatology, ophthalmology, rheumatology, ENT, neurology, eye doctor. Consistently, there has been no monoclonal protein. Most of the inflammatory parameters, complements, antinuclear antibody, anti-DNA has been negative or low levels. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number one, recurrent episodes of urinary tract infection, most of the time E. coli. No anatomical abnormalities to predispose to this, specifically no evidence of urinary retention, no obstruction of stone or masses. She does have calcium oxalate in the urine. Next number, CKD, progressive over the last few years. No obstruction. No problems of diabetes or hypertension. She's been exposed to a number of medications. Interstitial nephritis is always a consideration in the differential diagnosis, with a history of Sjogren's that also can affect the tubular interstitial compartment of the kidneys. We will monitor chemistries. Next number, recurrent episodes of urinary tract infection and prior pyelonephritis. She's having symptoms at this point in time. She did have 3 episodes in 2021. We'll see what the urine culture shows. Might require potential prophylaxis. prior immunoglobulin levels were normal, so there is no evidence of immunodeficiency. Next number, bariatric surgery, ruling why. Next number, chronic migraines and prior history of thunderclap headaches with negative CT scan, angiogram, and venogram of the brain arteries and veins. Next number, close-angle glaucoma. Next number, autoimmune hepatitis. Next number, pernicious anemia on treatment. Next number, fibromyalgia, trigger points. Next number, exposure to Plaquenil, due for IXAN, already back. October, November last year. Next paragraph, all issues discussed with the patient, we'll see what the new chemistry shows as well as the urine analysis culture. End of dictation.